At an empty classroom at Gambold Preparatory Magnet High School, Jalen Vaughn fires up his laptop, adjusts his brown glasses, settles in a chair, and starts reading an original poem.
This is one I like. It's called Reality. My reality is growing up in the hood, dying when I'm young, or incarcerated, whichever chooses to come.
Vaughn writes to reflect on where he came from, declare where he's going, and as a statement of triumph.
Yeah, I sold dope and did some wrong, but this money would never be my song, because I started from hood. I remember everyone who was trying to go good. My soul remains real. I'll never switch on no one, not even for the biggest deal.
The 15-year-old sophomore connected with poetry while studying Shakespeare as a freshman. His writing started as assignments, but he fell in love with the way poetry makes him feel. Now, Vaughn has an 18-page collection of original works.
The fact that I could put, like, my history and my past on paper, it allowed me to overcome, like, missing the street life. It helped me get away from all the negative by putting it down and thinking about it, and thinking about why I'm not doing the negatives anymore.
Vaughn's writings often portray darkness and heartbreak because for a while, that's all he knew. He was born in Indianapolis when his mother was just 14 years old. Eventually, the family moved to North Carolina where his stepfather served as a Marine and then returned to Indy to live with his grandmother.
Times had gotten really hard because my mother hadn't been able to find a job. My stepdad didn't have a job, and we were trying to raise my little brother. So at the end of the day, I stepped up and said that I can't be a kid anymore. Even though I wanted to be at age 9, 10, I had to be the person that stepped up and said, well, I'm going to go get a job.
So he did. Not even old enough to have a driver's learning permit, Jalen turned to drug dealing as a way to make money.
I was around people that sold drugs when I was 9, and I started selling drugs when I was around 12. I started off selling weed, but from 13 and a half to around 14, I moved up to crack.
Some days, Vaughn made up to $500 selling. But the hustle came with a price. When he was 14, Vaughn was arrested. He spent a few hours in a holding cell before going home and served 3 months on probation. That was Jalen's wake-up call.
Yeah, selling drugs might make you money, but it's not a long-term situation because everybody that I knew that did it, they're all either in jail, dead, or not doing it anymore because they couldn't get far enough without having to watch their back 24/7, and it really drives you crazy because you're always paranoid. You always have to watch your left and watch your right.
And so he enrolled at Gambold, and with the help of Principal Shane O'Day, Jalen started mapping a different path for his life.
And while Jalen is still a youth, he understands that we need great people in order to do great things. And Indianapolis is on that cusp where we can do great things in our city. If you look at the newspapers today, looking at the crime, looking at the violence, we need strong youth advocates. And I think Jalen plays that role very well.
Over the past 2 years, Jalen's immersed himself in poetry, is getting all A's and B's, is active in community service, and runs track. And as he walks by one of the front offices at Gambold, Vaughn stops to point out a picture of his robotics team and Indianapolis Mayor Greg Ballard, taken after one of their competitions.
We face all the robotics teams in the city. And this year, our second year doing it, our team got third place.
Vaughn also is serving in student government, including a term as treasurer.
It gave me a way to put my word into things and allow me to see changes that needed to be made because I don't like just sitting on the sidelines. When I know there's a problem and I know I have good ideas to help solve it, and I can't do anything because I'm not in a position of power.
On this day, he stays late after school to help organize a school dance.
120 is a lot.
You know, these tablecloths, they cost a lot of money.
How much did they cost?
$3 for a round table.
Vaughn, who once turned to the streets to make money, now is discussing the student government's financial outlook with student council advisor Kathy Jesse.
I'm gonna be real with you. We might not profit.
Gotta profit.
But we'll be able to break even. We got 45 from the current school store.
Jesse also is Vaughn's English teacher, who works with him on his poetry.
When I first met him, he would tell you that he didn't have a future.
Now she sees a young man with limitless potential.
He did make that change on his own. Nobody takes credit for this except for Jalen. I've known very few in 10 years of teaching at IPS, very few teenagers who can say, this is my vision for myself and nothing is going to stop me.
Jalen has big plans for his future. After graduating in 2016, he wants to go to the Air Force Academy or Virginia Military Institute, and eventually work for some kind of federal program such as the CIA or FBI. In preparation for military life, Jalen has taken up running to get into shape. He runs about 3 times a week and uses the time, similar to how he uses poetry, as an outlet.
Just seeing what I came from and seeing how much I evolved, it feels good when I run because it allows me to think and reflect upon it. And that's what a lot of people can't do. They can't reflect and implement their reflection into their life. And that's what I did.
And even in a young life full of experiences, it feels like Jalen Vaughn is just getting started. For WFYI News, I'm Sam Clement.